Biden ridiculed by oldest ally. By Fred Brownbill. It is terrible to read that the United Kingdom right now holds America in such low esteem that they feel compelled to issue statements affirming that position. How embarrassing for what was once the most powerful and strong nation in the world that we could have fallen so fast and so far in under 9 months. Trust me, it is not only England that feels this way but many other countries. This new weakness America has is strengthening our enemies worldwide and emboldening them to the extent that a group like the Taliban can tell us what to do and we rapidly succumb. How in God's name did we sink this low? To each and every one of you Americans, either dead, imaginary or alive, who voted for this treasonous Biden-Harris administration, I hope you all understand that you fully share the responsibility and the blood of our fallen on your hearts and hands. You knew you were voting for a mentally incompetent socialist for president and a VP one tiny move away from being a complete deranged idiot. Where America is now is all your fault. We patriots will remember. That I promise you. We are like elephants with long memories and forgiveness for your evil doings will not come your way. You are a disgrace and you should be ashamed. Nigel Farage, an acquaintance of mine and a great English politician, had the following to say recently. He blasted the Biden administration for its totally screwed up Afghanistan surrender and stated that Britain feels betrayed. He also warned that the UK Parliament may be reluctant to support the United States military efforts abroad under Biden. Wow. He further added, But if terror attacks start to happen again and we start to think, well, how do we go out again and try and stop these cells that are spreading international terror? How can we do it with the Americans? How can we do it with an ally that is treating us with contempt and betrayed us and into the bargain, many of our own citizens? Certainly, if it's a Biden or Harris administration, honestly, there is no way a British Parliament right now would vote for military cooperation with America led by this administration, he continued. And that's a very sad thing to say, because since 1917, the UK and America have been side by side in virtually every major conflict. We've been the closest allies in terms of military action, in terms of intelligence sharing, in terms of culture, in terms of business. You couldn't have a better ally in the world, he added. And right at the moment, I'm sorry, but there's no way we could enter into another operation with you. Again. Wow. Harsh. Yes. But honest. And why should they? According to a report, a U.S. general allegedly recently told a British commander on the ground in Afghanistan to stop rescuing British nationals because it was making America look bad. Look bad? How could anything make us look worse than we do already? That plea was understandably denied. When you have one of Biden's generals telling a British commander to stop saving their own people because Biden doesn't like the optics of other countries doing everything possible to save their citizens, how can the American military be trusted while Biden is commander-in-chief? How could any country want to get involved with us? Farage also said this is the most complete failure of leadership on the international stage I've seen in my lifetime. He said that either it was wishful thinking on Biden's part or that he is just not fit to make these judgments. I just don't think he's up to this, adding that perhaps the worst part is that he apparently did not make any contingency plans for thousands of American civilians. Farage continued that I can scarcely believe the way he treated his allies and friends in the world and I fear we are going to suffer from some very long-term consequences from the way the Taliban took Afghanistan the way they did. The UK politician speculated that Biden's popularity will collapse. And I think questions will start to be asked, big questions about whether this man is fit to be president of America and leader of the free world. I can personally answer you right now, Nigel. Biden is not fit to clean a toilet, let alone run America. He is just a total sham, mentally incompetent and has no grasp on reality or foreign policies. He should be in no position to be making life and death decisions for our nation or our military. I would further add he should be imprisoned or in a secure mental facility for his treasonous actions all through his 47-year political self-enriching life. On the subject of relations with Great Britain, Farage said that London wasn't consulted. NATO wasn't consulted, Joe Biden did not speak to any world leader until 48 hours after the crisis had started. Thousands of British nationals, American nationals, European nationals were trapped, horrified, terrified, not knowing what was going on. I know why. Biden was on vacation in the basement hidden by his handlers, Nigel. He added, how could Great Britain ever trust America with anything if Joe Biden is in charge? And I'm not sure that NATO can survive what Joe Biden has done. He's done more damage than any president in modern times. Farage said that the American people must replace Biden and that the midterms at least give an opportunity that might just stop them, the Democratic Party, from doing more damage, stressing that only the democratic process can correct this total failure of leadership. Wise words from the wise English politician and former leader of the Brexit Party. Shame on you Democrats. Post note : by the way, that little drone strike Friday does not show you are tough Joe Biden. I don't even necessarily believe your ploy actually hit a real high-value target. I cannot believe anything coming from any of your administration or chosen commie military leadership. Also understand America that as of the inaugural date for Crazy Joe, Israel also pretty much stopped supplying intel as they could not trust Biden and his administration. Some info for the above blog was obtained from www.newsmax.com weblink. Fred Brownbill at the Save America Foundation. Copyright Fred Brownbill 2021.